This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Are you tired of endlessly searching for work? Applying for jobs, never hearing back? Job openings vanish into thin air? What if there was one connection you could make and that'll link you to dozens of companies that are hiring? What if the connection was a locally owned business ready to help you and they don't charge you? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Expresspros.com. Thanks to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it all. Also, breaking ground on NIL, they've got some of the biggest names in college sports. They had Caitlin Clark in there, Angel Reese, and a lot of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round draft picks. And if you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. And the best trading card brands, Prizm, Select, Donruss, and so many more. And for those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
It's hour two. Come on in. Stay a while. Glad to have you on board. 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address dp at danpatrick.com. Twitter handle at dpshow. It was up there with Aaron Rodgers finally getting traded to the Jets, with Lamar Jackson and the Ravens come to terms. And now we have both of those stories to completion. And we'll talk to Mike Florio from Pro Football Talk in about 15 minutes. Who got the better of that deal? Is that a good deal for both? And Lamar, flowers to him. You got a seems like a pretty good deal, one that you're satisfied with. The Ravens, it felt like they were going to get a deal done. And telling you the information that I heard yesterday from somebody who is a source there, that they were pretty confident they were going to get a deal done. They didn't like the fact that I brought up that the Niners were kicking the tires on maybe trying to make a play for Lamar Jackson. They didn't want anything to get messed up here. There was quiet, and I said when there's silence, it feels like that's when things get done. But Lamar Jackson got his deal. We'll talk to Florio about that deal. And the Aaron Rodgers situation reportedly is now making $107 million this year. Because I thought he was going to get paid like just under $60 million. Then he restructured his deal, and I'm like, gosh, I want to give him less this year to make sure he comes back next year, because there's no guarantee. But we'll talk to Florio. I thought the Jets failed him last night. They may have money to spend under the salary cap, but they didn't need a defensive player. If you don't get an offensive lineman, and you needed one, then go after another wide receiver, a skilled position player, because playing defense is not going to win you a Super Bowl. You got to outscore people. They do have a good defense already. I thought they failed him. I thought the Cowboys whiffed. I thought they wanted Dalton Kincaid, the tight end from Utah, and they settled for an interior lineman from Michigan. They got jumped by the Buffalo Bills. You know, strategy is really important. We're not sure how these draft picks are going to play out yet. And, you know, we want to assess grades, but we're assessing a grade based off of the mock drafts. Oh, they got that guy there. Okay, maybe he was supposed to be there. Or maybe you took him higher than you needed to. Look at the Lions' strategy. I think it was flawed yesterday or last night, but these two players could be really good. And I had told you about this, I don't know, was that a week ago, where my source who's scouting for AFC teams said, hey, by the way, this guy is not Bijan Robinson, but he is going to be a great player. He'll be a steal in the draft. Jahmyr Gibbs, the running back from Alabama. Well, that's not a steal, I don't think, at 12 by the Lions, because if you look at the players, the lowest salaries for franchise tag players, it's middle linebacker and it's running back. So that's what the Lions did. They took Jack Campbell, a linebacker from Iowa, and I watched Iowa play twice, and the guy makes plays. He's one of those guys, and he had to because the offense was so bad. They had two defensive players taken in the first round. Green Bay got Lucas Van Ness, an edge rusher from Iowa. But you need to take them where you took them. That was the surprise there. And the Lions have running backs. They got Montgomery from the Bears. You got Swift. You have running backs. He better be special. Yeah, Paulie.
I was watching Dan Campbell, the coach of the Lions Forum, shiver people all over the war room the other day. Do you think it's one of the cases where Dan Campbell bulldozed the people around him? Like Chris Spielman's an advisor there. He's an old school tough guy. Like, we got to run the ball. We can't have too many running backs. We need an old school linebacker. That, you know, 80s mentality that blew up your draft strategy or flew in the face of any other draft strategy.
Yeah, I have no idea.
I'm watching Dan Campbell fist bump everybody.
Well, he gets excited over everything. You know, if you open up a loaf of bread, he's excited. But, you know, 80s style football, not winning now. But these are playmakers. I just think you could have gotten them later in the draft. That's they can turn out to be really good players, but it's the your strategy here. Like the Eagles have a strategy, and that paid off. You know, Buffalo said, we want the guy. Go get the guy. And that's sometimes you get that luxury pick. And I thought the Jets were waiting for a lineman to fall into their lap. And then all of a sudden, somebody jumps you, and now you're like, take a wide receiver, take a tight end, take a luxury item here for Aaron Rodgers. Not, what? We took a defensive what? Do we need a defensive player? We have a top five defense right now. But the Jets, they took Will McDonald from Iowa State. And he could be good. But if I'm Aaron Rodgers, it's win now. It's Super Bowl now. Does he help us now? We got a defense. What do we need? We have to have somebody who fills that need. And I thought that, you know, you're seeing Broderick Jones where the Steelers jump up. And I think that was the surprise. They jumped up where the Patriots were. And they took Broderick Jones. And I think that the Jets were attached to him. And then the Cowboys, I thought for sure they were going to go tight end. Thought for sure they would. They got Mozzie Smith, the defensive tackle from Michigan. I know Micah Parsons liked it, but if you're watching the Cowboys in their war room, and it really felt like they were shocked. They were surprised. They're like, so what are we doing? I don't know. And then they sort of stared at each other. And then all of a sudden, they're like, it's Mozzie. And now, hey, everybody applaud. Okay, yeah.
Three,
yeah.
Two, one.
Yeah.
Clean glasses.
We say good morning, those watching on Peacock. That's our streaming partner. Download the app if you haven't done that already. Mother's Day response has been unbelievable to Dan's deals at danpatrick.com. Handpicked luxury gifts for Mother's Day, great prices, and the discounts are passed on to you. Anywhere from 50 to 84% off, and the deals expire on Saturday at 1 Eastern. We've already sold out of some things there. It's just like the tailgate moonshine. And once it's gone, it's gone. But these are gifts that I'm getting for my wife, and you can get your Mother's Day shopping done, and it'll take you just a couple of minutes at danpatrick.com. MLB Sunday leadoff Sunday morning at the ballpark. Stream exclusive games Sunday mornings all season long only on Peacock. Say good morning to our radio affiliates. Good morning. 390 cities around America. Seton poll question for hour two is going to be what?
Well, hour one was a doozy. Okay, who goes first today, Will Levis or Hendon Hooker? Mm-hmm. We've got a 52-48 situation. Ooh. Happening. Yeah.
And who's leading that? Hendon Hooker?
Hendon Hooker. Yeah, 52%. Okay. How about that?
Okay. All right.
Got any ideas where both of those fellas go? Where they land?
I think Minnesota's getting one of the two.
You do?
Yeah. But I don't have any... I came into this mock draft. I assumed Bryce Young was going one, and that's all I figured after that. It was like, okay, that makes sense. And then you start to look and you go, okay, this team needs this. Did you get – now, you can always get those players in the second or third round. But when you, when you're on the board, they're on the board, and you have your opportunity. I always feel like in the first round, if you want them, go get them. Want them, get them. Don't sit there and go, you know what, maybe we can wait for him. Falcons said, we want Bijan Robinson. We're going to go get him. Did they go higher than most people thought? Yeah, probably so. Did the Lions do that? Yes. But they got who they wanted. It's tougher when you go, oh, my God, they got him. Like the Cowboys today, there's no way you can tell me that they're going, yes, we got him. But the Buffalo Bills are going, yes, we got him. They wanted a tight end. They got a tight end. They already have a tight end. But it's the luxury item. If you want it, go get it. Yeah, Paul.
If you take the guy you want too high, you get critiqued the day of the draft. But 3 years later, it could be the right pick. Like you said, I'm looking at the 2019 draft. The New York Giants had two first-round draft picks. I think they had 6 and 26 or something like that. They took Daniel Jones in the 6th spot out of Duke. Mm. They got crushed for taking him way too high. They said they could have got him with the other draft pick. Nobody wanted him. They could have taken Dwayne Haskins. They could have taken Drew Locke. I could find you 20 articles that critique it. Daniel Jones is working out for that team.
Well, they took the right quarterback. They just went up too high, in my opinion, to take him there.
Right.
Because, you know, Daniel Snyder said, you know, that he was taking Dwayne Haskins, and they had a higher grade on him. I'm like, you know, if you got somebody who's going to have that thought process, you could have traded down and I think still got Daniel Jones there. You got your guy. Sometimes, though, you'll be criticized because maybe you went up too quickly, too high, or you gave up too much to move up. Because keep that in mind with the Texans. They gave up a lot for an edge rusher out of Alabama. Carolina gave up a lot to move up to get Bryce Young. Those are the things that crush you. They better, you know, they have to be franchise players. Yeah, Paul?
I got a little bit of news-ish. Ian Rapoport and others are reporting that the Pittsburgh Steelers, who have the number one pick
of
the second round, are fielding offers for trades.
Yeah.
That they Rapoport and others say that's the best draft pick to have because you got 20 hours to deal it.
Yeah.
Which team, and he says that team is probably trading up to get a quarterback.
Yeah. I said that to start the show.
Should we guess it?
Steelers have the first pick second round, and you know somebody's going to go up and get that. But I don't know. Like, you have to look at Will Levis or Hendon Hooker and say, is he worth going up to get him? And who's going to feel that way? Do the Vikings feel that way? Is there somebody, is there an outlier there? Would the Rams move up? How many teams need quarterbacks? And how many teams want to go after the quarterback this year when we know next year there'll be three quarterbacks that'll probably be taken in the top 10 and maybe top 5? Does Washington, you know, you got Sam Howell. I don't know. I like him. I don't know if he's a franchise quarterback. And that's what you have to, how much is it going to cost to get up there? Is he worth it? Yeah, Paul.
The Rams have the 5th pick of round 2, so they're only a couple spots away from the Steelers. How about the Tennessee Titans? There's rumors that they're looking at Will Levis in the first round. They have the 10th pick, the 41st pick of the second round.
Yeah, but you already have Malik Willis there.
Yeah, but now you could replace him for one-fourth the price.
Do I want another guy in there? Know. Unless you're trading Tannehill, then I don't. It's not like I want to bring in another one of those guys there. We have the all-new Will Levis game to play. I'm not sure what the rules are with that.
Same as before, Dan. We're going to go around the room quickly.
Okay.
Who ends up drafting and keeping Will Levis today?
Okay. All right, Todd.
With the 10th pick in round 2, Levis goes to the Tennessee Titans.
Okay. Seton O'Connor.
Can I say two? What? Two teams? I'm going to say two teams. Anyway, I'm going to say it's either the Raiders or the Lions.
Or the Lions?
Yeah, the Lions. Yes.
Okay.
That's sneaky because it's last year contract for Jared Goff.
And they've been making some crazy picks. So it's like, hey, why not?
And Will Levis in those Lions uniform, piercing blue eyes. By the way, he had a first-round draft pick sitting next to him. I will say that. She was a lottery pick.
He actually had a couple sitting next to him.
And his sisters.
His sisters are gorgeous.
Yeah, I mean, don't want to talk out of school here, but I'm just saying, I mean, he had nice company there. Yes, Marv.
I'm going to go with the Raiders also.
Okay. Paulie?
All right, Marv.
I'll go Washington Commanders. They got to trade up a little bit, but they'll get there.
All right. I'll go Rams. What about Hendon Hooker?
That's where he's going.
Hendon Hooker's going to the Rams?
The fifth spot.
Yeah. Well, I have the Rams, too, for Hendon Hooker.
Okay.
That's what I'm hearing.
And you know what? Nobody can call you on that. It's one of the great outs in our business. All you have to do is say, you know, I'm hearing.
That's what I'm hearing.
You know, I got a source. Yeah, who's your source? I can't tell you. Marv?
I got the Seahawks.
All right. Paulie?
Oh, man.
I'm going Vikings.
I'll go Tampa Bay.
Oh. All right.
Based off nothing.
Okay. That's pretty much our show. It's based off nothing.
That's our new podcast we're starting, based off nothing.
It's based off nothing. Oh, by the way, podcast yesterday, Dan Patrick Takes a Gamble, and we have Bad Larry, we have Shea and Irving, we have Dylan the graphics guy, and they were making some picks not only on the draft, also golf this weekend. I think the Azerbaijani Grand Prix, they were betting on that as well.
Are you coming to the party, the Azerbaijani Grand Prix party at my house?
Yeah, it's a viewing party.
Yep.
Here's a portion of the podcast yesterday where I'm talking with Bad Larry the time that we played basketball against one another. By the way, I have played basketball against Bad Larry. And I walked off like Larry Bird at the three-point shooting contest.
After that weak foul call on me, Dan.
25 years ago, he's bringing this up.
Remember. 25
years.
I remember.
Okay, we played, started to compete. I went to the hoop. Bad Larry fouled me, and he said it was a cheap foul.
He called that foul. So then, of course, you know, I was just getting to know him. I didn't want to, like, him going to his next show with, like, a big black eye, so I let him shoot.
You let me shoot, huh? You must have let me shoot a load because I made them all. I was so angry that I'm playing. It's one-on-one-on-one, and one guy played college ball at Providence, and he couldn't make a shot. And I got so mad, and I was like, all right, I'm just going to win this thing. And so I was playing against Bad Larry. And Bad Larry was a decent basketball player. Might be better at that than picking games. All right, we'll take a break. We'll get some more phone calls coming on. And Mike Florio is going to join us. We'll talk some of the nuts and bolts. Where does he think Will Levis is going to go? Lamar Jackson's contract. A few things to talk to him about. And in the final hour of this show, the draft expert from the mothership, Matt Miller, will stop by as well. Got basketball coming up tonight. Kings, Warriors, Grizzlies, and the Lakers. The Celtics closed out the Hawks last night. We'll take a break. We're back after this. Dan Patrick Show. GetRefunds.com says it all right there in the name. Their job is to get refunds for you. Now, if you have less than 10 minutes, in fact, less than 8 minutes, they have it down to a science. GetRefunds.com will help you and see if you qualify for the Employee Retention Credit, or ERC. Now, what that is your business might be eligible for a payroll tax refund of up to $26,000 per employee kept on payroll during COVID. GetRefunds.com has already helped clients claim over $3 billion in payroll tax refunds. Once again, it's a refund through the ERC, which is the Employee Retention Credit. They might be able to help you as well. No upfront charge. They don't get paid until your business gets its refund. And as a business owner, you might believe that you won't qualify based off incomplete or outdated information. Don't let the opportunity pass you by. The payroll tax refund program is only available for a limited amount of time. You got nothing to lose. All you need is 8 minutes. Go to GetRefunds.com. GetRefunds.com. Good luck. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app. It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need. And holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
NBA fans, listen up. You got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is really simple. Select a player who will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using the promo code DPSHOW and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with the promo code DPSHOW, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Checking the DraftKings lines. NFL draft player props. Over under passing touchdowns, Bryce Young. Year one, Todd, I'll start with you.
23.5.
All right. Seton O'Connor.
21.
All right. Marv.
19.5.
Paulie.
17.5.
26.5. 26.5.
No pressure.
How about CJ Stroud passing touchdowns over under Todd?
24.5.
All right. Seton O'Connor.
19.5.
All right, Marv.
22.5.
Paulie.
21.
23.5. Over under rushing yards, Bijan Robinson. Seton O'Connor.
975.
Marv.
1,200.
All right, Paulie.
1,060.
Todd.
1,107.
1,100.5 yards.
Ooh. Just over, toddler. I'm sorry.
That's right. You went over. Let's bring in Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk Live co-host, NBC Football Night in America contributor, and the show, the preseason hours on Peacock. Let's start with Lamar Jackson here. How did we get to this point? And we always love to say, what's the true value of the contract and who won and who lost here?
Well, we don't know the true value yet because we haven't seen the full numbers. We have limited information so far, but it's a five-year, $260 million contract from signing. Usually it's an extension and we ignore the fact that there's old money involved. Let me give you a great example. Good comparison. Jalen Hurts, he actually has a six-year, $259 million contract when it's signed and when it's applied. Lamar, 5 years, 260. Lamar makes more over 5 years than Jalen Hurts makes over 6 years because Jalen Hurts had that 1 year left that gets attached to the five-year extension, making it a six-year contract. So there's little things like that that need to be explained. It's easier, though, once we get the full numbers. And we'll get the full numbers, Dan. Full guarantee at signing. And also, how much of the injury guarantee becomes fully guaranteed after the first year? Because they're not going to cut him after 1 year. How much flips? What's that total number? That helps us understand how good of a deal it is.
Any chance the Ravens regret this or will regret
it? I don't think
this.
They regret it. I think they regret the fact that they couldn't have gotten it done sooner.
Okay.
I think it should have been done last August. Look, we reported in the aftermath of the Jalen Hurts deal. And I think the Jalen Hurts deal, Dan, was a very valuable piece of this. I think it snapped Lamar Jackson out of his Deshaun Watson fever dream. It finally got him to realize, I'm not getting 5 years fully guaranteed, 230, 240, 250 million. It's not happening. It's the aberration. It's the outlier. I have to do a traditional deal like Jalen Hurts. And that's what he did. Now, I think he should have done it last August. Last August, he would have gotten 133 million fully guaranteed at signing. Last August, he would have signed a deal that would have flipped another 35 million to fully guaranteed in March of this year for 168 that would have been fully guaranteed as a practical matter. He should have done it in August. And I'm going to be very interested to compare the key factors from this deal to what I know about the deal he rejected in August. But he finally woke up and realized this is the key, because people are like, oh, he won, or he didn't need an agent after all, or whatever. He needed someone to wake him up, whether it was Odell Beckham Jr., whether it was Jalen Hurts contract, something woke him up to get him to realize, I'm not going to get what I want. I better just take what I can get.
What's Aaron Rodgers getting paid this year?
$60 million.
Okay, where did I see $107
million? There's all sorts of different numbers that flow around. Look, his cash flow is 100. Oh, yeah, they did something with his contract.
Yeah.
And I haven't seen the actual documents yet, so I'm not ready to accept that someone else's characterization of it is accurate. There was something about his salary next year being $107 million, but that's including the $60 million he's due to make this year. But he's still going to make $60 million this year. He's not playing for $1 million this year in New York. They did something in Green Bay so they could trade the contract in a way that reduced the cap hit. But the Jets aren't paying him any less this year than what he was supposed to make. He didn't take a pay cut
to facilitate his trade in New York. But they're not paying him $107 million this year.
No, $60 million is what he was due to make this year. And I've heard nothing to suggest he's taking a penny less than $60 million. But that's still pretty good for a guy who's pushing 40. $60 million in cash flow this year under the contract he signed last year with the Packers.
And I don't want to front load this because I want to entice him to play next year. And there's no guarantee. And what did you make of what happened with the Jets in the draft with a team that needed offensive line, and they ended up getting somebody for the defense?
Hidden cost of that final Aaron Rodgers trade. Look, Dan, I think the Jets got fleeced here. When you look at everything they gave up, they were desperate to get this guy. The pick next year, the second rounder that becomes a first rounder, all it takes is Aaron Rodgers playing just over 11 games this year, and the second rounder becomes a first rounder. They don't have to make the playoffs for it to become a first rounder. They don't have to win a playoff game. They don't have to win a single regular season game. That could be a top five pick. Let's say he gets injured and misses five games and they struggle. They got a tough schedule. They fail to make the playoffs. They're in the top 10. Packers get that pick if he plays 65% of the snaps. And then the kicker was the flip-flop, 13 to 15. You fall to 15, what happens? Steelers cut the line. They take the tackle that you may have wanted, and you have to go other side of the line. That's the hidden cost of this deal. But they were desperate to get it done. My theory is Woody Johnson, the owner of the Jets, said to somebody on Monday, get this bleepity bleep thing done today. I'm sick of this hanging over our heads.
I'm watching the body language of the Cowboys in the war room, and I think they got surprised by the Buffalo Bills. What do you make of what the Cowboys did? That they, you know, you have to, you're on camera. You got to be excited for the cameras. Do you think the Cowboys got the player that they truly wanted, Mike?
Well, look, they're never going to admit it. They're always going to say they got the guy they would have taken, even if we had the first overall pick in the draft. But that move by the Bills, Sims and I were talking about this earlier today. You know, the Bills need playmakers on offense. All they have is Stephon Diggs. Especially a receiver. And Dawson Knox, look, he's no slouch, but they need a receiver. You get through 19 picks and not a single receiver is taken. This is great for the Bills. And then receiver, 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 receiver. And you know, the Cowboys are lurking for a potential tight end. And I thought the Bills were going to move up even higher than they did. But I think they got desperate to get that guy. And now they have Dawson Knox and Dalton Kincaid. How's that going to work out? I don't know. But they need pass catchers for Josh Allen.
He's Mike Florio from Pro Football Talk Live. Let's play the Will Levis game. Who takes him?
Well, you know, you got teams out there that were potentially looking at quarterback. They didn't take one in round one. What happens in round two? Does Tennessee try to move up? Do the Steelers dangle that pick all day long to whoever wants Will Levis? Somebody explain to me, I haven't written this yet, but somebody explain to me this morning what can happen. When a slide begins, there are so many insecure teams about their own evaluation that when a guy starts to slide, they doubt their evaluation and they worry, what are others going to say? What's the owner going to say? What if he doesn't work out? You have your evaluation. And the person I talked to today thinks 20 to 25 teams had a first round grade on Will Levis. But once he starts to go, people get wobbly about what they really think. And that slide gets fueled. So that raises the possibility. One of these teams out there, Dan, that is thinking, we need a quarterback. We didn't get one last night. Let's see if we can trade up and get in position to get Will Levis. And it's good for Levis from this standpoint. It's a four-year contract, not 5 years. It's better to go high round two than low round one because you don't have to worry about the fifth-year option. Like Dak Prescott, even though he went far later than round one, he was able to put the Cowboys in a corner pretty quickly.
I don't know if that made him feel good last night at 11 o'clock as he's trying to slink out of the green room.
Dan, somebody did not properly set his expectations. That's the most important thing the agent can do. You got to prepare your client for your worst case scenario. Where is your floor?
Well, Mike,
Nobody told him his floor is all the way out of round one.
I want to play this from his pro day. Marvin, play Will Levis.
If I get invited and like if I know like I'll be a pretty high pick, I'll definitely go. I'm looking forward to going, but I don't want to go if like I could be like a second round pick, you know. You don't want to be that. Don't want to have the camera just on you all day.
Well, it's exactly.
You may have a new agent. Hey, Geno Smith. Remember when he fell out of round one?
Yeah.
And he didn't come back at first on day two, and then he gets picked. He changed agents not long after that. Somebody failed to prepare him for what was going to happen, or he wouldn't have gone. Why go?
I know.
Why put yourself through that if you think there's a chance you're going to slide all the way out of round one?
Does he go today?
I think he goes today. I don't think it's going to continue. I think
Does he show up today?
Oh, good question. Good question. I wouldn't. I know I wouldn't have gone unless I'm damn sure I'm one of the top five guys. I wouldn't have even gone. So I think that's going to be a real tough one to get him to go back.
But
I think he'll be there.
Hasn't the commissioner said before, didn't they say, hey, stop putting a camera on some of these guys who start falling? It's good TV, but, you know, at some point you're like, come on, you know what? Cut the kid a break.
Dan, it's on my list of things to track down. I feel like at some point over the past 15 years, I wrote a story about that. Now I just have to go find it. It's, you know, it moves pretty quickly in these parts, but I'm pretty sure my addled brain vaguely recalls something like that where they wanted to make it less taxing on the player, more humane, more positive, less negative. They don't want that dramatic moment where we're all enjoying in a weird sort of way this stress and strain. So we saw a few shots last night, and it was clear that Will Levis was not prepared for what ultimately happened.
Where does Hendon Hooker go?
Well, I mean, he's a prime candidate for the Titans because you don't need him this year. Torn ACL, not going to be ready this year. Don't rush him into the fray this year. There's a thought maybe Hooker actually goes higher than Levis if people are really freaked out.
Is the Malik Willis era over before it even started in Tennessee?
Well, I think the moment they benched him for Josh Dobbs last year is when it ended.
Okay.
I mean, think about it. They're in the playoff push. And I remember that Thursday night game was approaching against the Cowboys. And it's like, they're what? They're starting Josh Dobbs instead of Malik Willis. What are they doing? They're saving Malik Willis for the playoffs. They just assume they're making the postseason. Yeah. It makes no sense to me. But think about the disconnect that apparently was there between John Robinson, the former GM, and Mike Vrabel, the head coach. Remember last year, the scene when they trade A.J. Brown and Vrabel looks like he's ready to throw someone through a wall? That may have been a pick where Robinson thinks Malik Willis is the guy and Vrabel was never really sold on it. And so now we move on from Malik Willis.
The best pick last night was made by who?
I really was fascinated by Bijan Robinson. And I think the Falcons went from fringe team of relevance to real contender in one fell swoop.
They do love to run the ball, Mike. You know, over 50%, they're one of three teams that they run the ball more than they pass.
They were 7-10 each of the last 2 years, and it doesn't seem that they were that good.
Yeah.
They're in a wide open division in a conference where all the great talent keeps leaving for the AFC. Yes, the Eagles are really good. Yes, the 49ers are really good. But when you look at the skill position players they have now, Kyle Pitts and Drake London and Tyler Algier, who still has a role in that team. And I forgot about Cordell Patterson. People are like, oh, well, Desmond Ridder, he's not a good quarterback. Well, I could be a good quarterback with that many great players around. God forbid, all you got to do is hand the football off and off they go. So Arthur Smith, a great offensive mind. I think now with Bijan Robinson, the Falcons are the team I'd pick to win that division.
And Algier ran for, what, 1,100
yards?
Yeah, I know. And they got him out of nowhere. Is Joe Burrow's contract bigger than Lamar Jackson's?
Yes.
Is Justin Herbert's bigger than Lamar Jackson's?
Yes, maybe by a little bit. If I'm Herbert, I want to see what Burrow gets, and then I want to try to come in between Burrow and Lamar Jackson.
Oh, so you don't, if you're Herbert, you don't go now.
No, I want to see what Burrow gets if I'm Herbert.
Okay.
I think Burrow is the one guy who may come out of this, Dan, with like a 10-year contract, and his compensation is tied to a percentage of the salary cap. Players have tried to get that. Teams have said no. I think Mike Brown, the owner of the Bengals, is enough of a renegade to tell the league, I don't care. This makes sense for us. We're going to give Joe Burrow a set percentage. So as the cap goes up, his pay goes up. The contract is never obsolete. Look at the Patrick Mahomes deal in light of all these other contracts.
I know.
Patrick Mahomes is getting robbed right now.
Yeah.
And the Chiefs are lucky that he's wired in a way that he's not kicking in someone's door saying, take care of my contract, but they need to take care of his contract. I think the Bengals avoid that if they give Joe Burrow a percentage of the cap.
Have a good weekend, Mike. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Dan. See you, pal.
Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk Live. Yeah, we said it at the time with Mahomes. That is a team-friendly deal. And it didn't take long for that to be a really, really team-friendly deal. Andrew in Washington is back. Hi, Andrew. What's on your mind today?
Good morning, Dan and Annette. Happy Meat Friday. Well, our Carolina Panthers got the draft pick they wanted. I'm really excited. I hope that Frank Reich uses a little different offensive scheme to get the most out of Bryce Young and we could move forward in this new era. Will Levis, I don't know if it was just all the mock drafts that made us feel like he was a first-round draft pick, but like you said, Dan, I didn't see anything, and I watched a few of his games last year. I do have a stat of the day, but real quick, Paulie, if you could give me a couple of types of pies to put to my face, I still owe you draft day pies, which I'll have to do this weekend when I'm off work.
Mm.
But I do have a stat of the day, if you don't mind. In all five of their postseason games together, Kevin Durant and Devin Booker have each scored at least 25 points. That makes the longest streak to start a postseason, also done by Shaq and Kobe, for a pair of teammates in NBA history. Go Lakers!
Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading card to the Dan Patrick Show. Lakers big favorites to beat the Grizzlies tonight. The Warriors are big favorites to even bigger favorites to beat the Kings tonight. We'll take a break. More phone calls coming up right after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler TJ Hushmanzada and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
I think.
Do you?
Todd does.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah.
Mambo number five.
What happened to four? Or was there a six? It was just Mambo number five. Yeah, Paul.
I had this irrational concern about
irrational
concern about one hit wonders. Like, the guy's name's Lou Bega, right?
Yeah.
He made this song, I'm guessing, like 15 years ago, and I don't know that he had a follow up hit. My guess is no. Okay. Like, did he save it? Did he make like $3 million in 6 months and then that just ends up, or
did he think he was going to have another big hit?
Right.
Mambo number six. Wait till you get the extended version.
But then I saw about 3 months ago, I saw like a commercial for something and this song was in it. Mm, does he make like 50 grand off that? Does he make 10 grand off that? I'm fascinated by this.
Mm.
What do you got? Seton knows more about this stuff than me, but these guys, I think, make, they're set once and they're set forever.
What's the song, though, that you can't see a commercial, you can't see that product without thinking that song? Like, I always thought Bob Seger, Like a Rock.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, that was what, Chevy Trucks? That one was a big one attached to it. Is there another one that you think of? When you hear that song, you know, whenever I hear Sam Cooke and he has Don't Know Much About His, and I always think of Animal House.
Oh, yeah.
But it didn't get the credit it deserved because it was really more about the movie and Belushi going through the food line there. Todd?
Wasn't there a song, My Babe is a Very Fine Babe song, then it became My Beer is a Very Fine Beer? Remember that back in the day?
Mm. No.
Maybe not the best example. But
no,
that was
no, it wasn't. But it allowed you to sing it, so that's what you wanted in the first place. Yes, Marv?
I don't have an answer. I do not have an answer for that question at all.
Oh.
But my question for you is,
yeah,
when are we doing that reality show? Like, what's Montel Jordan's life like? Like, does he go on tour and do This Is How We Do It?
But do people care about that?
But if you're a one-hit wonder, at what point in the set do you play your song? Let's say Lou Bega is doing a show, and he's doing 50 minutes, and he's got 11 songs.
He's not doing 50 minutes.
He has to do an hour.
I don't think so. Mm. I don't know if he could do a concert. Yes, Seton.
See, I think Lou Bega is in a little bit of a different spot because the rest, you're going to dance the whole time that you're at his concert, and that's really what people are interested in, right? Okay. So when you're there and you're waiting for Mambo number five, and you're like, oh, yeah, this one. If they were like a rock band.
Okay, give me an example.
And like the Verve Pipe and that song, The Freshman.
Rock.
We were only freshmen. Okay. That's like their one big song. They have a whole concert, and then you're kind of waiting for that one song. That's a pretty depressing song. That's tough. There's not a lot of dancing there. There's not a lot of, like, whatever. You know what I mean?
Okay, but, like, Dexy's Midnight Runners.
Yeah.
They got Come On Eileen.
Yeah.
When do they play that?
Yeah, you don't open with it.
But are you going to wait until you close? You going to hold that for an encore? Good grief.
I think you have to. But how many songs constitute a concert here? Because I don't know if some of these artists have enough songs. Yeah, Mark.
My wife went to a concert like this, I Love the 90s concert, where they have all these acts where they had like Color Me Bad and All for One. And
How many songs do they get to perform?
All right, so All for One had maybe about three hits. And so they did maybe like five.
All right.
Young MC did like his minor hit, and then he did Bust a Move. Okay. And that was it. And then Montel Jordan also came on, and he's got R&B hits. Okay. But This Is How We Do It is the big pop hit.
Yeah.
So he did maybe about 20 minutes.
Ooh.
All right.
20?
Yeah.
That's I would have had the under on that, not the over.
I mean, it was the extended version of This Is How We Do It.
Yes, Todd.
I would think the natives would get restless after a while if you're sitting there and they're like, here's another one from our new album. And I'm like, oh, my God.
Well,
just play the one we like.
It's the thing you don't want to hear when you go to see an older band or artist when they go, oh, here's something that we just put out. And you're like, ugh. That's not what I came here for.
Private Eyes. Shut up. Private Eyes.
Yes, Seton.
That was, as you know, I've seen Bare Naked Ladies no fewer than 150 times. And they had this one period in their, this one point in their career where they really didn't want to be known for, like, quirky, fun songs. And they were making serious, not that those songs weren't serious, but they were, I think, trying to tackle more serious subject matter or something, not be known as so quirky. You know?
Yeah.
And they would throw these songs into their set and the place would just die. Like, there was just no energy whatsoever. Then all of a sudden, in my apartment, yay!
But if you know this, like, imagine you're on stage and you start to sing a song and then you see everybody getting up to go, you know, go to the bathroom or getting something to drink. Oh. I mean, it has to affect you because you put your heart and soul in that song. You're like, oh, hey, we're going to play that next. And you play it, and all of a sudden you're like,
A great example of that is John Mayer right now. He's got all these, like, poppy acoustic rock hits, right, that everybody knows. But he really wants to just be a blues guitarist.
Yes, he does. Yes.
And so he's up there just wailing on the blues for 20 minutes, and people are like, bust through the double doors!
Your body's a wonderland!
Yeah! Side Georgia! And he's just screaming on the guitar. He's a phenomenal guitar player.
Yeah.
Like, man, this dude, he really just wants to play the blues, but he's like, okay, let me get the acoustic out.
Let me get it out of the way.
No one came here to see your Buddy Guy tribute.
Yeah. Yeah. You got famous. Now play the songs that we help make you famous. Not, hey, I'm tired of playing these. I want to be known as, you know, the next B.B. King. Yes, Mark.
And what if you bring your girlfriend? You're not a John Mayer fan, but she is. And you're like, all right, I like a couple of his songs. Oh, my goodness. This is what I paid $150 a pop for? Should break up with you right now.
Boom.
Man.
One-hit wonder girlfriend.
Yeah.
That's who's who and what's what right there.
What's ever been to a concert that was just awful? Just purely, like, either both acts were awful or they put on a bad show. We're like, oh, man, that was
awful.
Yeah. I mean, because you don't see, I don't know. No one sees bands they don't like unless you go with someone else.
I don't know if I'd go to a show where I knew that it had the potential to be bad. Yeah, Seton.
I've seen some bands sometimes, like, where you see them in a smaller club and they're great, and then you see them outside at a big festival and it's like, that's not really great.
Mm.
That's not really fun.
Yeah, Todd.
What about something that surpassed expectations? You were pumped and it was even better than you could have even imagined it would be. Like when I saw Billy Joel and Elton John and two pianos come rising from the stage and they're playing each other's songs and they're facing each other, I was like, wow, this is just so cool.
You have two of the great entertainers of our generation.
I know, but I knew it was going to be really good, but it was like even that much more wonderful than I envisioned it would be.
Yes, Paulie.
You know Jack Johnson, the surfer singer guy? My wife is a big fan. I casually knew his work, and I saw him in like the Bronx at this small place. And what he did was he played for 2 hours, and every song he added another instrument. And he started out with just himself, And then by the end of the song, there was like 15 people on stage by the end of the 2 hours, and it was jamming, and it built really well.
Yeah, see.
I was never a fan of his music, but Marilyn Manson put on one of the best concerts I've ever seen in my entire life. It was phenomenal.
But it's more theatrical.
Yeah,
it's not the music itself.
But
is
the
it?
Music works so well with the theatrics. It was super impressive.
2 hours in the books on this Meat Friday. One more to go. Back after this.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without fingersticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up, and you say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.